Good morning. Our opening hymn will be "You Are Mine." Please rise. I will come to you in the silence. I will lift you from all your fear. You will hear my voice. I claim you as my choice. Be still and know I am here. I am hope for all who are hopeless. I am eyes for all who long to see. In the shadows of the night, I will be your light. Come and rest in me. Do not be afraid, I am with you. I have called you each by name. Come and follow me. I will bring you home. I love you and you are mine. In
the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God our Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you.
And with your spirit.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Father.
On the day of his baptism, our brother Thomas died with Christ. May he now rise with him to share in the gift of eternal life. On the day of his baptism, our brother Tom was clothed in a white garment. May he go forth to be clothed in glory for all eternity, to be wrapped in the arms of our loving Father. Gentlemen, take your seats, please. For us as Christians, the cross is not a sign of defeat or torture, but rather a sign of victory over death, a sign of a life poured out in loving service. Truly, we know that Tom embraced the cross of Christ in his life as a man of faith and truly lived that cross in a life of loving service. So I advise Marie to place the cross on Tom's casket. As a man of faith, Tom not only believed in that word of God, but truly lived the word of God. He truly saw the gospel as good news, trusting in God's loving plan for him. So I ask his granddaughter Fiona to place the book of the Gospels on the casket. Let us bow our heads in prayer. God of our ancestors in faith, by the covenant made on Mount Sinai, you taught your people to strengthen the bonds of family through faith, honor, and love. Look kindly upon our brother Tom, the father who sought to bind his children to you. Bring him to our heavenly home, where the saints dwell in blessedness and in peace. And we ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. God offers us consolation and peace as we listen to God's word. So let us be seated and be attentive. In our first reading,
I am strength for all the despairing, healing for the ones who dwell in shame. All the blind will see, the lame will all run free, and all will know my name. Do not be afraid, I am with you. I have called you each by name. Come and follow me, I will bring you home. I love you and you are mine.
I invite Tom's brother Ray to come forth to proclaim for us the first reading from the Hebrew Scriptures.
You got my own cake.
When you're done, just turn the page.
Okay,
thanks.
A reading from the book of Ecclesiastes. There is an appointed time for everything, and a time for every affair under the heavens, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to uproot the plant, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to scatter stones and a time to gather them, a time to embrace, and a time to be far from embraces, a time to speak, and a time to lose, a time to keep, and a time to cast away, a time to rend, and a time to sow, a time to be silent, and a time to speak. I recognize that there is nothing better than to be glad and to do well during life. For every man, moreover, to eat and drink and enjoy the fruit of all his labor is a gift of God. I recognize that whatever God does will endure forever. There is no adding to it and no taking from it. Thus has God done that he may be revered. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Shelter me, O God, hide me in the shadow of your wings. You alone are my home. Shelter me, O God, hide me in the shadow of your wings. You my foes surround me, set me high above their reach. Hear me when I call your name. Shelter me, O God, hide me in the shadows of your wings. As a mother gathers her young beneath her care. Gather me into your arms. Shelter me, O God. Hide me in the shadow of your wings. You alone are my home. Though I walk in darkness, through the needle's eye of death, you will never leave my side. Shelter me, O God, hide me in the shadow of your wings. You
Tom, Sister Nancy, to come forth to proclaim our New Testament reading.
A reading from the first letter of Saint John. See what love thy Father has bestowed on us, that we may be called the children of God. Yet so we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we shall be has not yet been revealed. We do know that when it is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Even if you have to die, close to my word keep faithful. For your faithfulness I will give you the crown of life. Alleluia.
My sisters and my brothers, may the Lord be with all of you.
And with your spirit.
And let us listen today to a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God. Have faith also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If there were not, would I have told you that I am going to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back again and take you to myself, so that where I am, you also may be. Where I am going, you know the way." And Thomas said to him, "Master, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" And Jesus said to him, "I and the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. The gospel, the good news of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Please be seated. My name is Father Dan Murphy, and I have known Marie and her family since 1972, so a few years ago. Now, my first assignment down the road at Annunciation Parish, and I've been honored to keep in touch with Marie and her family over all these years. And certainly have had the privilege and the honor through Marie to get to know Tom over these last few years. I think of a few recent experiences I had with Tom in just these last 2 weeks. One is I remember visiting him over at Marie's place a few weeks ago, and he shared with me two things, two words, two phrases. He said, "I've hoped to make my life, to make a difference and do no harm." To make a difference and do no harm, his life motto. And secondly, he was quite aware that he was facing death. And he kept telling me, "I know that peace will follow. I know that peace will follow." Truly a man of faith who believed in those words we'll hear in a few moments in the preface of the Mass. For those who are faithful, life is changed, not ended. And thirdly, an experience I had almost 2 weeks ago on the 17th, as I had the honor to celebrate the wedding for Marie and Tom over at Hackensack Hospital. And I will never forget the beaming smile on Tom's face and Marie's face as they cemented and made public that wonderful relationship they've had for a number of years in the sacrament of marriage. What beautiful memories I have of Tom that just summed up his life in just these last few weeks. And I couldn't help but think how Tom's life is so very easy to put together in the rich tradition of our Catholic celebration of a funeral rite. We surround Tom's casket today, as we always do with our loved ones at a Catholic funeral, with holy water, clothing with a white garment, the Easter candle, the sign of the risen Christ. In our baptism, we have water poured over us as a sign of life and the promise of eternal life. We are clothed in that white garment to prefigure our being clothed in glory and eternity. We share in the risen life of Christ. So it's so easy today to see how Tom's life truly reflected the call of his baptism. He shared so deeply and clearly in the life, in the death, in the resurrection of his Savior, Jesus Christ. As we hear in the Gospel of John today, Tom knew and lived Jesus as the way, the truth, and the life. In that wonderful reading from the Old Testament that Ray proclaimed so beautifully today in the book of Ecclesiastes, the poetic words of that scripture reading speak so powerfully of life, how we are formed both by the tough times and the joyful times in life, how it's in those moments we become the full persons that God calls us to be. And truly, Tom taught us how to embrace life to the full. As Jesus taught us as the Son of God, that life is good and life is to be celebrated. I think of the joy that Tom knew in being the father of 3 children, 5 grandchildren, coaching soccer, wonderful life experiences, travel, the gift of family, the journey of the years of love in companionship with Marie, culminating as they sealed that bond on April 17th of this year, so reflected by the radiant smiles they proclaimed that day. The embrace of a work ethic in his early years, different varied jobs, culminating in a very successful and respected career in HR, where he truly lived that motto of life. The reflections I read called him a mentor, a muse, a life coach. It does not so much sum up of the life of Tom and how much he enjoyed life. I had the opportunity a few times to play with him and Marie, and I saw how much he loved golf and how good he was. His embrace of travel, how he used to love to read on the back deck of his home. The photography, some of the photos he had shown me in his own home. The way he cared for his roses. Truly, Tom was a man who lived that book of Ecclesiastes. He modeled for us the call of Christ to embrace life to the full. In our second reading that Tom's sister proclaimed so beautifully, John says, "See what love the Father has bestowed upon us." See what love the Father has bestowed upon us. And has not the Father, God our Father, bestowed upon us the gift of love from Tom in so many ways? I think of the deep love that Marie and Tom shared in their journey to marriage, lived in that sacrament even before they made their vows. Like photography, one of Tom's joys, that love reflected so beautifully the love of Christ and their commitment to one another, to their outreach, to their family, and to their friends. The beautiful stories told by Tom's children and siblings that I read spoke volumes of the ways Tom put others first before himself, and how each one of us could tell our own personal stories of how Tom put our needs before his own. Truly, his life reflected God's love. But I couldn't help but think how Tom received that gift of God's love, especially in these past few weeks. I think of the wonderful hospital and hospice workers, so beautifully proclaimed as they gathered together as Tom and Marie made their vows, and all the other people in the healthcare field who cared for him. The tender and compassionate love and presence of Marie in these last days. Tom was so impressed by the fact that his family planted flowers in his backyard that he might view from his hospice bed, and so many other gifts of love. So truly, Tom knew the death of Christ by embracing the cross in a life of service. And he knew, as Jesus did, the presence of God's presence, God's loving presence, even as he faced death. And lastly, truly, Tom trusted in the resurrection. And I always think it's very appropriate when someone dies during Holy Week or the octave of Easter, as Tom did, reflecting so beautifully our belief in the resurrection of Christ, the gift of eternal life shared with us by his resurrection. In that Gospel of John, we heard, "There are many dwelling places in my Father's house, and I am going to prepare a place for you." I was very touched by one of the comments made by Tom's sister. She said Tom was a fact guy. He wanted the facts. I was really impressed by those words. A fact man. He wants the facts. He knew the facts. He knew the facts of eternal life. When he said so many times in these last few days, "I know there will be peace. I know there will be peace." He had that gift of faith. He trusted and believed. And hopefully he is a life coach to us. Because Tom taught us both as a life coach how to live and how to die. What a gift he offered us. But lastly, I think of his love for planting roses and tending those roses. There's one of the most important saints in our Catholic tradition, St. Thérèse of Lisieux, known as the Little Flower, who very much embraced the beauty of roses. She had a beautiful quote before she died at the tender age of 26. She said, "I will spend my heaven doing good for those I loved on earth." I will spend my heaven doing good for those I loved on earth. We trust and believe that Tom is set free from all the limitations of this earthly journey. There are no more tears, no more mourning. He is embraced in the arms of our loving Father. He is one with our Savior, Jesus Christ. And I really believe that Tom will continue to be that life coach to teach us how to live and how to die. His example will continue to inspire us. His prayers from heaven will intercede for us. His love will continue to journey with us. He will spend his heaven doing good for those he loves so deeply on his life journey. Please stand.
My brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ is risen from the dead and sits at the right hand of the Father, where he intercedes for the church. Confident that God hears the voices of those who trust in the Lord Jesus, we join our prayers to his, and let our response to the intercessions be, Lord, hear our prayer. Lord, we pray for Tom, our brother. He was given the promise of eternal life in baptism. Give him now the reward of that promise. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Lord, our brother ate the bread of eternal life around your altar. Grant to him eternal peace with you who are the bread of life. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
The family and friends of Tom seek comfort and consolation. Heal the pain of their loss and dispel the darkness of doubt that comes from grief. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And we pray for all those who cared for Tom, his doctors, nurses, nurses' aides, and all those who made his final hours comfortable, painless, and dignified. May they be rewarded for their kindness and compassion. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And we remember in prayer all of our relatives and friends who have gone before us and are now in the kingdom. Especially today we remember Audrey and Raymond Ayers Sr. For all the relatives, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And let us pause now for a moment to remember that special relationship many of us had with Tom. And we pray that God will continue to bless this relationship, for we believe that life has changed and not ended. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Lord God, giver of peace and healer of souls, hear the prayers of the Redeemer, Jesus the Christ, and the voices of your people, whose lives were purchased by the blood of the Lamb. Forgive the faults of all who sleep in Christ, and grant them a place in the kingdom. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. I invite you now to be seated. As we now make the preparations for the celebration of the Eucharist, and I invite those who are going to bring forward the gifts of bread and wine to go to the table by the baptismal font and bring them forward.
Gratia plena, Maria, gratia plena, Ave, Ave Dominus, Dominus tecum. Benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedicta. Ventris tui, Jesu. Ave Maria.
Sacrifice and mine may be acceptable to God, our almighty and loving Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice of your hands, praise and glory to the name of the Lord.
Almighty and ever-living God, whose Son has given himself to us as the bread of life and has poured out his blood as the chalice of salvation, have mercy on your servant, our brother Tom, that this offering we make to you may be for him the source of salvation. And we ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
May the Lord be with all of you.
Amen.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. In him the hope of blessed resurrection has dawned, that those saddened by the certainty of death might be consoled by the promise of eternal life to come. Indeed, for your faithful Lord, life is changed, not ended. And when this earthly dwelling turns to dust, an eternal dwelling place is made ready for us in heaven. And so with all the angels and saints, we sing together the hymn of your glory.
Holy, holy, holy. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest.
Please kneel. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created, rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and the working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a perfect offering may be made to the glory of your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly ask you to send forth your Spirit upon these gifts of bread and wine, so that they may become for us the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose invitation we celebrate this Eucharist. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. This is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, at the end of the meal, he took the chalice filled with wine. Again, he gave you thanks and praise, gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink of it. This is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, be poured out for you and for all for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in memory of me." the mystery of faith.
When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again.
Therefore, Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to a second coming at the end of time, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the offering of your church, and recognizing the victim by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ.
May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church here on earth, with Kevin, our bishop, Arthur, our retired bishop, the order of bishops, and the entire people you have gained for your own.
Listen graciously to the prayers of this family that you've gathered here before you today. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all of your sons and daughters scattered throughout the world. Remember your servant, our brother Tom, whom you have called from this world to yourself. Grant that he who was united with your Son in a death like his may also be one with him in his resurrection, when from the earth he will raise up in the flesh those who have died and transform our lowly body after the pattern of his own glorious body. To all of our departed loved ones and to all who were pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, when you will wipe away every tear from our eyes. For seeing you, our God, as you are, we shall be like you for all ages and praise you without end. Through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow upon the world all that is good. Through him, with him, in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen. 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 Amen.
We share one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one promise of eternal life. So we pray together in the words Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, from every evil, and grant us peace in our day. In your mercy, free us from our doubts, our fears, our anxieties, as we wait in joyful hope for the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom and the power and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus, you said to your apostles, as you say to us today, I leave you peace, my own peace I give you. Look not upon our sins or divisions, but look rather on our faith, and grant us all a share in the peace of your kingdom, where you live forever and ever.
Amen.
And may the peace of the Lord Jesus be with all of you.
And
let us share with one another a sign of that peace. Christ, peace be with you. Thanks for your help. Christ, peace, Marie.
Thank you.
Peace. Peace. Christ, peace, Danik. Christ, peace. Christ, peace, Eileen.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the world, grant us peace.
Lord Jesus, with faith in your love and mercy, we approach your table today to eat of your body and to drink of your blood. May it bring us healing and strength in mind, body, and soul. My sisters and my brothers, behold Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, our resurrection and our life. Happy are we who are called to share in the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof. Only say the word and my soul shall be healed. And may the sharing in the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ bring us to everlasting life. Amen. For those of you who do not partake of the Eucharist, I would invite you, if you would care to, just to come forth and place your arms over your chest as a sign of asking for God's blessing so we might impart God's blessing upon you.
Our communion hymn will be Blessed Are They.
Blessed are they, the poor in spirit. Theirs is the kingdom of God. Blessed are they, full of sorrow. They shall be consoled. Rejoice and be glad. Blessed are you. Holy are you, rejoice and be glad. Yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are they, the lowly ones. They shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst. They shall have their fill. Rejoice and be glad. Blessed are you. Holy are you, rejoice and be glad. Yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are they who show mercy, mercy shall be theirs. Blessed are they, the pure of heart, they shall see God. Rejoice and be glad. Blessed are you, holy are you. Rejoice and be glad. Yours is the kingdom of God.
O loving God, to whom mercy and forgiveness belong, hear our prayers today on behalf of your servant, our brother Tom, whom you have called out of this world. And because he put his hope and trust in you, command that he be carried home to heaven and come to enjoy the gift of his eternal reward. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Before we go our separate ways, let us take leave of our brother Tom. May our farewell express our affection for him. May it ease our sadness and strengthen our hope. For one day we know that we shall joyfully greet Tom again when the love of Christ, which conquers all things, destroys even death itself. I invite all of us now to bow our heads and close our eyes, and each in our own way, give thanks to God for Tom in our own life journey.
The choirs of angels come to greet you. May they speed you to paradise. May the Lord enfold you in his mercy. May you find eternal life. Is my light and my help. It is he who protects me from harm. The Lord is the strength of my days.
before whom should I tremble with fear? May the choirs of angels come to greet you. May they speed you to a paradise. May the Lord enfold you in his mercy. May you find eternal life.
Into your hands, Father of mercies, we commend our brother Tom in the sure and the certain hope that together with all who have died in Christ, he will rise with him on the last day. We give you thanks for the blessings you bestowed upon Tom in this life and for the blessings he bestowed upon each of us. They are surely signs to us of your goodness and of our fellowship with the saints in Christ. Merciful Lord, turn towards us and listen to our prayers. Open the gates of paradise to your servant Tom, and help us who remain to comfort one another with the assurances of our faith until we all meet in Christ and are with you and with our brother Tom forever. And we ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Marie and Mary Alice and Sherry and Tom, I know I speak on behalf of Father Peter and all the staff at OLV to offer our condolences and our prayers and thank you for the opportunity today to celebrate Tom's life with all of you and for the way that in some way he has touched all of our lives. Just a reminder, a practical reminder, that we cannot use that front entrance of the church because of construction, so that we'll have to exit through the same way that we came in before. Tom, may the angels lead you into paradise. May the martyrs come to welcome you and take you to the new and eternal Jerusalem.
Our closing hymn will be How Great Thou Art. O Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the works thy hands hath made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. When through the woods and forest glades I wander, and hear the birds sing sweetly in the trees, when I look down from lofty mountain grandeur, and hear the brook and feel the gentle breeze, then sings my soul, my
grace, Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art.